WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little extra sparkle. That's us, Eddie H. Dares, right? You know those amazing, brilliant, sometimes chaotic humans who see the world in kaleidoscopic colors. Today we're diving into something super important. How I, your girl Laura, manage my ADHD and actually achieve some of my goals. We're talking real talk, no fluffy unicorn dust here. It's about practical strategies, a sprinkle of self-love, and remembering that you are capable of absolutely anything, even when that little voice inside says otherwise. Trust me, I know that voice that used to be my alarm clock, blaring every morning with "you can't do this." Now, it's more like a gentle reminder to take a deep breath and keep crushing it. So, what are some key takeaways you'll want to grab onto in this episode? First up, embracing the ADHD brain is non-negotiable. That means recognizing our strengths, creativity, hyperfocus when we're truly interested, hello, rabbit holes. And that boundless energy that can fuel 1,000 projects if only we could channel it right. It's not about beating ourselves up for being different. It's about celebrating the unique wiring that makes us who we are. Ever feel like you have a million ideas swirling in your head at once? Yet, that's a superpower. Second, structure is our best friend. We love flexibility, but sometimes, even a little structure can be a game changer. Think of it as creating a gentle framework to help those brilliant ideas take flight. It doesn't have to be rigid, maybe it's setting aside specific time blocks for certain tasks or using visual reminders like color-coded calendars. You know that feeling when you finally get organized and everything starts falling into place. Pure bliss. Third, find your flow state activities. You know those things that completely suck you in? The ones where hours melt away because you're so engrossed. That's flow, baby. Identify what gets you in the zone and make time for it. It could be anything: painting, writing, gaming, dancing, even organizing your sock drawer seriously. When we tap into our flow state, everything else fades away and we achieve incredible things. Fourth, celebrate every win, no matter how small. We tend to focus on the big goals, but remember those little victories along the way. They are essential. Did you finish that email you've been avoiding? Amazing. You finally got out of bed before noon. High five. These small wins build momentum and keep us motivated. And lastly, be kind to yourself. This is a journey, not a race. There will be days when everything feels smooth sailing, and others where it's like trying to herd cats. That's okay. Give yourself grace, remember that you're doing your best, and keep moving forward. Think about the last time you felt incredibly focused and productive. Maybe it was during a project you were passionate about, or when you had a clear goal in mind. Now imagine feeling like that more often, not just for those rare moments, but every day. That's the power of understanding and harnessing your ADHD brain. So how did I actually do this? Well, it wasn't always easy, believe me. There were times when I wanted to throw my hands up in the air and scream, "This is impossible." But then I remembered those key takeaways: embracing my uniqueness, finding structure that worked for me, identifying activities that got me in the zone, celebrating even the smallest wins, and most importantly, being kind to myself. One example, I used to struggle with procrastination big time. Deadlines loomed like a dark cloud, and I'd find myself endlessly scrolling social media instead of getting things done. Then I started using the Pomodoro technique, working in focus bursts of 25 minutes followed by short breaks. It was life-changing. The structured intervals helped me stay on track, and the regular breaks prevented burnout. Suddenly, I wasn't just surviving deadlines, I was actually thriving. You've got this. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about today. Embrace that ADHD brain, find your structure sweet spot, dive into those flow state activities, celebrate every victory. And above all, be kind to yourself. It's a journey of self-discovery, growth, and realizing just how incredible you truly are. So go out there, make some magic happen, and don't forget to share your wins with me. Let's keep this ADHD revolution going, one amazing story at a time. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.